The final speaker this afternoon is Fred Zhang.
Okay, thanks everybody. Well, it's the last one. I know it's late, but I'll keep it concise and make sure I present the ideas here. Newton probe has been used for over 60 years. And for now, it's one of the most accurate methods to measure soil water content. Certainly, it has its advantages. We know this large detection volume, non-destructive, and the instrument itself has a very long time service. We know that the calibration is always simple. It's a linear correlation, but it has two variables there. So N is the neutron counts, and S we call it the standard counts. So the A and B are just fitting coefficients. The reason for using they call this a Newton ratio is to say the source radioactivity can be, the radioactivity decay can be canceled, the counting time change can be canceled, maybe even the use of different Newton probe, the effects can be canceled, and also the instrument itself may suffer from some property change. The problem for this is that the error in measuring the what you call the standard counts. But often we think the error is very small, but let's see in reality what it happens. So although the kind of standard count, it's because the instrument itself has the function to measure that. In reality, this NS can be measured in different conditions. For example, the probe is contained in the shield, but the instrument can be put on the carrier box or in a truck or even on the ground surface, and or sometimes we call it a stand. And also, it can be put in a drum filled with water or saturated soil or paraffin, high hydrogen paraffin. So because of that one, we see the NS may have some errors. And then that means when we use the calibration, the two variables we have error. That would cause, could be additional error to the water content. Let's think, assume we have a really ideal condition to measure the standard count. That means it should be a constant. In that case, it's reasonable to assume we can establish the relationship between soil water content and the just the count without the standard part. That means the coefficient C here include the effects of the standard counts. Of course, this NC, we have to make sure with the radioactive decay has been corrected in the established in the calculation of the water content. So the objective of this presentation is to evaluate one instrument for use of 26 years. We have, fortunately, have the decades-long data here. And also evaluate the impacts of the, we call the standard count or shield count in the calibration, the calculated water content. And also provide some recommendations for neutron calibration and the use of the standard count. This is the instrument we have purchased in 1983. So probably older than some of the graduate students. For this one, so we have used to have it for a few data sets. One is the instrument built-in function with this STD. That is actually the 15 average of 16 second measurement, so it's not one measurement. So there will have a few ones, the instrument may be on the box, the instrument is put on the drum filled with paraffin, and also we have other sets of data. It's just when the instrument stays on the access tube, but this is when it sits on the tube, is we have only one measurement, 16 measurement. So the analysis itself here is because of the decay itself is a random process, so by nature it has some, we have theoretically a standard deviation here. So that means the measurement, the deviation cannot be less than that one, but in reality, when we take the measurement, we have the actual standard deviation. This actual value is probably the best one case should be similar to the expected value, but in reality it could be slightly larger. Let's see what we find here. We have a few data sets in two facilities. One is the lysimeter facility. We have a few data sets here. I just want to see, we have another is the field of surface barrier site. We have the few data. All of them is started from 1987 to 2014, roughly 26 years of data here. So let's see what the data show us. This is the plot shows the standard counts at the lysimeter site here. So these are the data. We see that surprisingly there's a large variations here. Even sometimes at the beginning here, but a few years is low, and now there's very large fluctuations. We didn't have much data here. So the dashed lines shows the 95% confidence interval based on the expected standard deviation. So that means it's much larger than the expected standard deviation. The ratio here, the actual standard deviation is 2.7 times than the theoretical value. So we probably think, something else affected this value. Let's take more data here. This is the data from 2002 to 2009 from the barrier site. This data set, actually, we see the data are more close to the theoretical value. It's only 1.6 times larger. And it is more stable over time. So from this data set, we see probably factors from the environment, like the snow, ice on the ground surface may have affected the measurement. So we know the actual variability is larger. And also important to know, if you want to improve, even we duplicate, keep measuring the standard counts, it will not reduce the actual standard deviation. Also, the mean value is roughly pretty stable over time. This data set shows that when the instrument sits on the tube, is the actual measurement tube, it's not on the box. So it's from the 1987 to close to year 2000. So we can see there are some seasonal variations here. The high values is roughly in January, February time. This is the time the ground surface is the wettest. In the summertime, it's dry, then it's the surface. So we probably think, we think this fluctuation is because of the surface, the wet surface. Another data site is at the barrier site. Also, when the instrument on the tube. This one, there's more fluctuation here. If we check carefully, there's also some peaks in the winter time, January, February time here. So let's summarize a little bit here. We see for the two is size, and we find out when the instrument on the box and or when they are on the tube, the actual standard deviation compared with the theoretical value, they are not actually comparable. So using a box, or we call it even some standard condition, they are really not standard. So that introduces extra error in the measurements. So now let's see, okay, how do we know? We have another data set to confirm. Do we really have a really ideal condition? The soil, the condition, temperature, water content, everything else is really stable. Actually, we did find some conditions. It is the condition below the ground surface, about 6 meters below ground surface, and it is below the surface barrier. The barrier is the flow barrier. There's basically no flow going through the barrier. So the condition, what content there is very stable, and we expect it is very stable. So we have horizontal neutron axis tubes, and we have 27 locations along the axis tube. Here, because of the location differences, I scaled it to the average. This is average over the 27 values here to compare them. These are the values from 2003 to 2013. Each year, there are 27 values here. So for this all time, the two lines shows the 95% interval, confidence interval based on the theoretical values, and we found out the actual standard deviation is only 1.3 times of theoretical value, very close to the theoretical value. This data shows that, yes, if it's really a nice condition, then the error can only be caused by the radioactive source. So other errors can be introduced based on the environment, condition change, or other factors we don't know and we don't control. So this is a confirmation. Means other the standard the error in the standard count was caused by some other factors. So let's see. We also applied the calibration to a measurement. This is the measurement in 1993. So the black line based on the count based relationship. The brown line is the count ratio based. We found there's a big difference here. This one was because during this time period, the standard count was really high than the overall average. Because the high values there, that the cap it caused the low water content value. And that caused almost like the fake decrease in water storage. The problem here is if we use the same calibration, the same standard count to all of lysimmune, we have 16 lysimmune, they all will show these low peak values. You may think, oh, it's consistently low. Actually, no. It's just because that one number, the error in the standard count caused the low values. So if we compare this water balance, then that's not the case. And this phenomenon actually was found also elsewhere in the measurement. So that's why we think using the count ratio-based relationship can cause a realistic fake consistency. And also we found because this error is systematic, so if you calculate water storage over a profile, that accumulates, enlarge the error here. So based on this data set, we found that it appears the neutron probe, the instrument itself, it doesn't age much. Age, in fact, is very, very negligible. The so-called standard count measurement can be really affected by the surrounding conditions. And this error can be carried out in the calculation of water content. So if we use a count-based calibration, then that after the radioactive decay, the error in what we call the standard count can be eliminated. And especially sometimes, we know that, well, even the standard count is questionable and sometimes it's missing. But if you have the count, if it's count-based, then it doesn't matter. But still, we think, we recommend that to use the standard count measurement as a check of the instrument performance rather than be used in the calibration. So I want to acknowledge this work was supported by the U.S. Department of Energy Richmond Operations Office. That's it. I'd like to answer any questions.
Question for Fred. Maybe you said this, but what's the half-life of your source?
The source life is 458 years.
458. Okay, so 30 is small.
It's small, but it's probably, I remember, 2%.
2%.
Of, because, yeah. Okay. But, yeah. But we do the still. Oh, by the way, when I did the analysis, I correct all the radioactive decay.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
So the data you showed was correct.
After the correction, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
So, is the detector sensitive to temperature?
That's a good question. Based on literature, it is sensitive to temperature, but it's not very sensitive to temperature. There is a little bit, yes, there is some. Its impact is smaller than the other conditions, especially the surrounding ground surface condition. It's very small.
Related to, I mean, isn't a neutron probe
Yes, it's based on the volumetric water content. Yeah, the bulk density, yes.
So how is your error rate compared to the error rate of measuring the bulk density correctly?
This one, when we talk about the standard count, we don't measure there's no water content there. It's just when the probe is contained in the shield itself, there's no soil. It's not in the soil there. So that is we call standard count, but it's not a, we argue that, well, it's not a standard. The conditions in surrounding that shield may affect that number. Because of that reason, if you introduce the standard count in the calibration, then that introduces additional error in the calculation of water content.
Thanks again.